Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Superior intelligence. You know what Satan is planning. When you know what Satan is planning, then when he starts moving, you are not surprised, you are just smiling. Satan knows your destiny has every significance. He won't let you go like that. He won't let you go. But that's where you will also have to show what you have learned in the secret place. There's power inside of you. Let them keep looking down on you. No problem. The day will come. Only on the throne will Pharaoh be greater. The day that signet ring was given to Joseph, even Potiphar knelt. That ring is Pharaoh. Huh? It's just like in Yoruba culture, when you bring the staff of the king to a man's house, that's the king. Forget about the guy holding that staff may be a known entity. He may be owing you money. In fact, that guy may be owing you money. But the moment he says, he brings the thing and says, Kabie is greeting you. Forget about the money, so you need that, you prostrate first. The signet ring of authority is in your house. Amen. You didn't catch it. I said the ring of authority. Huh? That we amplify your effort is now in your house. Amen. Some people didn't get it. Because some people don't even know what to expect. Have you moved from 5,000 naira to like a million and you didn't do anything? Okay, maybe some of you don't understand. So. Have you ever gotten a blessing and you started shaking? Because you didn't do anything. God just came to town. People will honor you. It's not because they like you, but there's something on your finger. Huh? Come on. Aha. There's something they are seeing around you. So they are saying, let no man trouble me. The power to hurt has been taken away because there's something they are seeing now. The same Potiphar that bundled that young boy sent him to prison. The moment they saw him, he said, Is it Joseph? So if I was Joseph, I'd say, go and call your wife. Call Margaret or whatever her name is. What are the popular names? What are the popular names of Egyptians? Call Cassandra. I want to see both of you. In my palace. And you come. Say, I'm sorry about that. Hey, I've not said anything. Give them pandediam. Or what do you like? Because that day, you know what you did. So let's eat before we talk. Right. We'll chop because we need the energy. Listen, the same place where you thought your prophecy failed, the same place some of you left your jobs, some jobs, out of shame. Some of you were asked to resign so that you will not be sent out. Some of you worked in places where you were underpaid and you never said a word. In those same places, everybody will live long. The brothers of Joseph will not die. They will be alive. And they will all stand on the day you will be glorified. Some of you are doing your best, but you need the divine element. Something to support you. Because you are not lazy. You are doing your thing. It's just that you need a divine touch. Today, the symbol of God's authority rest upon your life. I have nowhere to go. I don't have any Baba anywhere I'm going to meet. Is this Jesus? I don't have anywhere. I say it's a sinner. Leave me with my sin and Jesus. Leave me. Don't worry. I will be okay. Leave me. Listen, this is the day of Joseph, where even the king will be confused because he doesn't know, he's not aware of what will happen to the nation tomorrow. But this season we are in will be the stepping stone for your rising. Amen. That amen is weak. Amen. Some of you are here. You are due for promotion. And they are not saying anything. This night, they will lose their sleep. Amen. This night, we relocate you to a better place. Amen. You will stop checking your balance to buy anything. Amen. Because this is the day of Joseph. Amen. Joseph will live at the expense of Pharaoh, not his bank account. You didn't get that. I say if Joseph spends one naira, it's not his money. It's Pharaoh's money. Nobody can ask him. Pharaoh doesn't care. Because some of you have labored and people looked at you and say, if truly you are in Christ, why are you still here? But your God will arise for you. The Lord will come to town because of you. And then there will be movements. There will be remembrances. There will be remembrances. There are people you have helped who forgot you. But this time around, they will send for you. See, this season we are in. You have, see, go and screen grab this last 5 minutes and be playing it to your ears. Don't let any poison coming from the social media and the news channels enter your spirit. Even though you will be weak, you will be depressed. That confession, go and cut out today's session. Protect your ears. Very quickly. Joseph was accused wrongly. And I wish I had time, but because we are talking about the Joseph anointing, I can't really run through everything. But Joseph was accused wrongly because the wife of Potiphar had interest in him. She was a very lonely woman. Joseph was also in the jurisdiction of that loneliness because when everybody went out to work, he was the manager of the house. So they were always together, balancing account, working. And then she noticed that this guy is not actually looking so bad. They will not see you. Amen. There are some people, if they notice you, you are in trouble. Your Christian life is in trouble. Your Christian life is in trouble. While I was in the bank, I had customers who could withdraw $50,000. Young ladies. $25,000. They didn't do anything. Just spousal allowance. Their company pays their husband's salary for the wife. So the day the wife said she wanted to work, the husband wrote his office, said, don't pay her again. I noticed my friend started getting lean. Do you know what it means to get spousal allowance of $22,000, $25,000? It was never a balanced figure, $30,000 every month. And my friend could not spell her name. Just by marrying the right person. No, because some of you are not used to favor. You believe you have to sweat. You don't know favor. That in favor, it's not your money you are spending. He's your principal's resources. You don't know that. You believe you must, everything must be right. The day my manager called her, like, because her domiciliary account was the biggest in my branch. I want to go and greet her. She said, I don't know you. She told him, say, I don't know you. Say, I'm the bank manager. I said, I don't know you. Do you know Gwinga? I said, yes. Say, he works for me. Say, go and, I don't call me. If you want, talk to him. He? My manager came. Do you know so person? I said, yes. I said, so why is she so, I said, what happened? Because she's very, you know. I say, I now called her. I say, B. So why is he calling me? I don't know him. Is he the one putting the money there? Why is he calling me? You know why she call me? Then I need anything that she will talk to you. I say, that's my manager. He can sack me. He say, I don't know now. I say, I beg. If he, I will talk to him now. I'll go and beg him. But if he call you next time, just talk away. I beg. I just start this work. Now imagine that woman who doesn't do anything earns $25,000. And her husband is always away, say offshore or something, or onshore or something. Offshore, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Till date, I'm the only young man who has entered her house, apart from my husband. She doesn't know how to cook. She has maids. I mean, look, say the money complete. I say complete. No, no one. So I trust you. Now, if that one casts her eyes on you, and you're a single man, no. Let's not encourage bad behavior. Let's assume you are single. Her husband is away for 2 weeks, so you will be the husband for 2 weeks. And inside that 22,000, and the man doesn't ask her what he does with the money. So if your wife earns 25,000, how much does the man earn? If spousal allowance per month is $30,000. Some of you are not used to favor. Now, this is on this side of Satan. If God decides that from today, I want to embarrass you. Anything you touch will bring gold. If God just decides, any client you talk to will not say no to you again. Then people ask you, come and do a presentation. Tell us how you are doing it. If you tell them, will they believe? That woman cast her eyes on Joseph. Because there's this thing about being diligent in your business that attracts the eyes of both good and bad. Alpha, hey, you are doing a great job. You are doing a great job. I'm so glad you are part of this team. We really appreciate your efforts. Say, thank you, Martin. No. Call me Melinda. Just call me Mel. Call me Mel. Say, my mother, I cannot call you Melo. It's mommy, madam. Say, no. How old are you? Say, I'm 20. Say, okay, I'm 25. We are saying Mel. Say it well. Oh, there. Mel. Now your guy, they call Mel. It felt like a joke. Because it's one thing for your boss to like you, but when your boss's wife appreciates your effort, nobody can sack you. And she cast her eyes on him. But it's one thing to be gifted, but if you are naive, you may be anointed. But if you are naive, you think everything is the way you are seeing it. You are having lunch with your colleague at the office, at the restaurant somewhere around the corner. And while you are eating at it, your eyes just did 2 and 2, 4. And you said it was a coincidence. You are gone. There's no coincidence. You are gone. You are going. It's like a slow motion movie. Let's rush back to the office. The message has been passed. It's too late. Then one day she put her hands on him. The innocent boy who still believes the world is the way it was when he was in his father's house, not knowing that nobody saw him as a small boy again. You are a manager, you are a general, you are a DG, director general, you are an ED. Forget that thing, you are doing well. To come into the inner circle. The boy was still looking at himself as though he just left his father's house. But those around him were looking at him as a prized possession. And the Bible says she kept making advances. And that is the anatomy of sin. Putting pressure small, until that wall collapses. It's just like when flood is entering a foundation, just trying to weaken it. One prayer will not bring it down. It has to be consistent warfare. And as you are praying, it's as though God is not hearing your prayer. So you now get that, "Pastor, I don't know why I'm praying, but I'm not." So the moment you start getting discouraged, Satan is getting his way. And one day she tried to put her hand on him. Luckily, he had that menorah. The woman laid hold of that and he left it and ran away. So the woman felt slighted. And she decided to teach him a lesson. And he found himself in prison. One day, a manager, a ED, executive director, the next day, a slave. So in verse 19, 39, 19. And it came to pass when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke to him, saying, "After this manner did thy servant do to me." Then he was wroth. Please, for those of you who live with people and you think that the man in the house will believe your testimony over his wife, wake up. Even if his wife is a witch, you understand? But he has been with that witch for 5 years. You are a visitor. You will need more than, "I don't know what I did to auntie, she doesn't like me." Be wise. Behave yourself. Nobody is here to wash plate for you. Nobody is here to tell you to clean your room. There are some things that nobody will tell you, but you will know they are already upset at you. This woman only told her husband what she wanted. The man did not even ask Joseph, "But you've been with me. When did this one start?" The guy did not. You see how Satan can move the heart of people. The man forgot that even his prosperity was tied to this man. Through the guy, took him to not just the prison, where the king's prisoners were kept. When they take you there, just say goodbye to the world. There will be no trial, there will be no case, it's over. That's what happened to that young man. So, Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in prison. Next verse. 21. Okay. Thank God I have my Bible. And Joseph... 21. But the Lord was with Joseph. Hello, excuse me. Yes, sir. You were there when they accused me. You didn't say anything. This woman was lying in flying colors. Lying. And for those of you who think that you can go to a place and have your way where a woman is, you cannot. You are too small. All you men who believe you know what you are doing. The one that will deal with you, she will be like this. While I went for banking training, they told us and they warned us, be careful of female customers. Especially the ones carrying babies. So I know this job, let everybody do his work. We are all here, we are in our salary. It's like you don't want this job again. If only two women in that office gang up against you, you will just know you'll be making mistakes, and it is your boss that will be calling you, not your manager, your main boss. Like, what's wrong with you? I don't think you are competent. A customer came to our office, was holding a baby on a queue, and started pinching that baby. The innocent teller, bank teller, trying to just follow the queue. And then the bank manager came in, so I said, went to the brother at the counter. Why are you so insensitive? You can see that this is a nursing mother. Attend to her so that she can go. Eh? Started shouting on the boy. You are untidy. You are embarrassing the boy. The boy had to quickly say, "Madam, please come." In the press of attending to her, they not check the image on the account to be sure it was the same person. Signature was irregular. Paid the wrong person $400,000. It was a scheme. It was a grand design to demobilize and destabilize the teller by deploying emotional tactics. The owner of the account got alert somewhere else that in Tiamu Savage branch, something happened there. By called head office. Head office did not even call us. Sent query first to my boss. That didn't know anything. By the time the teller said, it was my manager that said, the manager said, when I told you to attend to her, did I tell you not to do your due diligence? Do you understand that one line? Do you understand that one line? When I put pressure, you put pressure on me. When I told you to pay her, did I tell you not to do your due diligence? But the moment the emotions are applied, you demobilize the other boy. The boy was sacked. If a woman is interested in your progress, nobody can bring you down. Forget it. If you like, keep beating your wife. Keep shouting. And Elijah came to our office, fully covered in hijab. The brother who was attending to her could not see the face well and could not say, remove your hijab, without creating problem. Unfortunately, there was no Muslim amongst us. It was also a fraud. That's always tell you, some of you come to me and I talk to you. Never take a major decision on your own. Escalate to the next level. Never tell a client no. You don't have that power. Even when the policy is clear that you must have this and this, never tell a client no. Say, hold on, sir. Sir, this is it. Let your boss come out, say, come to my office, bring the person, and use his own style to say no. Because by the time that matter gets out, he was rude to me. He just told me he couldn't pay. By the time she started doing her hand like this, you are gone. That's what happened to Joseph. If he had played ball, nobody would have known anything. But he would have remained a slave forever. But if he obeyed God, he will still go to prison. And God knows for years. Because he even became a chamo. Became a chairman of the prison. I want you to pay attention, because a lot of us, we are very prayerful, but we have no character. We have no character, especially at the office. You go late, you do what you like, come home, gossip about your boss to your husband or to your wife. Somebody posted on Twitter, say, I know everybody in my wife's office, include the one in HR. Because the wife, woman is always talking about everybody. Say, oh, you are Melinda. You say, I'm Franca. Franca. You see, the guy, the woman, they don't know why you are so, because you've heard about them. Say, Franca. Franca. Because you've heard about everybody. In verse 21, in spite of all this, I'm amazed at how God can be with a man in his tribulation and he's not saying anything. That God is not saying anything, you are going through a difficult time, does not mean God has abandoned you. You have to understand that the day you came to Jesus, you came into an everlasting covenant with him. Satan will always try to let you think that God has left you. Please. And the Lord was with Joseph. Unfortunately, God is not a talker. So, you will need to be sensitive. That day that thing happened, they could have taken off the head of Joseph. That day that woman complained, it will not be prison, it will be death. And for you to know how influential Potiphar was, he didn't take him to the general prison. He had power to take him to the king's prison. And in those days, you know, those ancient times, they had a special prison for those who the king, you know, has personal issue with. In fact, if you steal corn, just one, you can go to the, you'll be there for life. How did the Lord show his presence, sir, to Joseph? Was it by prophecy? By what? Mercy. Look at that scripture. For the Lord was with Joseph and showed him. Oh. When a case could have gone against you at the office or somewhere else, you just know as all of a sudden there's some kind of soft pedaling. The case that started on a very powerful note. It's like, there may even be somebody in the panel that God will pull out, whose voice is very loud. They'll say, go. They say, he's sick. Just so that the element of mercy can come in. You will find mercy. Amen. There are certain opportunities you will get. It will never be because of your qualification. It will be because the Lord has raised mercy for you through somebody. Amen. My wife, trying to do some things for a particular firm. And while my wife went to the office, the person just asked my wife, I need an IT officer. Anybody you recommend? She didn't ask if the person went to school. Do you understand? Like any name we present, that's it. That's it. So we called a brother. How much are you earning? Said, he told us. I said, okay, this salary will be times two. And I told him, go and see my wife, get the address, apply. This is 2 weeks now. I said, how many weeks? I've not seen a flash, text, message. So the question now is, when you are shouting and praying, is it an act of faith or stupidity? God will write the application for you again. God, you see, they follow you. What is this now? What is this? You sat in my house. I said apply. People don't know mercy because they are familiar. So this Pastor Gwinga. Everybody loves Pastor Gwinga. He came to my house. Look, oh God. May I not miss my time. May I not commonize the mercy sent to me through people I know. Somebody will just be telling you something and it's an opportunity. And you cross your leg. You got up from that house. Left. Without asking, so how do we move forward? If they are paying you 500,000 or 700,000, am I the one spending the money? Well, people are acting as if maybe he did. I'm not an agent. But I realize that some people, it's as if mercy has been kept from them. When they hear something, they just say, yes, yes, sir. There's no traction. The Bible said, and mercy was given to Joseph and favor in the sight of who? Hello, was it Pharaoh? It was a fellow prisoner, keeper of the prisoner. But for the nation to be preserved, God needed to keep him alive. If he remained with Potiphar, he would not survive. So the only place found in Egypt was the prison. Move the man to prison. While Joseph was going there, he was like, but God, this is not what you told me. I was on my own. I didn't ask for prophecy. It was Pastor Benga that called me, say, God said, I will be a leader in multinational. See, now this one doesn't look like multinational. It looks like prison. See, so why do people prophesy lie? He should have just left me alone. All this problem I'm having, it was the day Pastor Benga prophesied that I started having all this problem. I was doing my own JJ. I just can't say me and go home. The day he called me, I started, are you sure that man is a man of God? That guy can almost imagine how that he will be thinking, why is my life so difficult? My brothers, they don't want me. My father did not look for me. I'm here, still trying to be nice. See, he's looking at the prison. You know those prison gates? Once you enter, the gates are so big, your system will just shut down. Like, once you enter, you are not coming out again. You've not seen those kind of prisons. The walls are so high. Once you enter, your destiny enters. Everything shut down. But the Lord was keeping mercy for him. He was in a prison, but he was not living like a prisoner. He was there. Give me the next verse. In the sight of the keeper of the prison. That's like, what do you call them? The warder, the chief warder. And the man committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoner. How does that even make sense? A prisoner taking care of prisoners with special room and AC. And whatsoever they did there, it was the doer. It was the law. The same anointing, but now customized for prison. Because we want you to go and preserve the nation. But you must have tested the infirmities of every type of man. Like Jesus, tempted and tested in all points, but without sin. He found himself under his father's care and love, and he knew what it meant to be loved. He also stepped into another phase, and he understood what it meant to be sold out, to be destroyed and maligned by his own blood and flesh and blood. And then he went into the pit and he was forgotten there until later he was sold, and he knew what it meant to stand and say, come. It's on a yellow commodity. I gave 50,000. I know. Look at where now. Pricing a human being. Meanwhile, the boy was like, Kati Prashata, I have a prophecy. Oh, God, we don't sell you. You pray from today to tomorrow. Now Egypt, they go so. Just cool down. Make you stand well so a better person go buy you. You know, have you ever been there? There are a decision about to be made, and they're just like, God, I stand with you. God, I stand on your word. And they are still making the decision as if you are not praying. That guy went through phases of pain, betrayal, until he was left alone in his destiny, standing with God. No family, no friend, no enemy. Just, if I live today, it is God. If I die, it is God. And he just stood there. And I don't know how many of you are in that phase of your life now, because God is coming for you. Amen. God is coming for you. Amen. Oh, and it's going to be loud. Amen. It's going to be loud. Amen. They are waiting for you to tell them it has collapsed. They will not hear it. Amen. They are waiting to tell them, they are waiting to see you that you are weeping, that you've given, that everything, they will not see it. When your testimony comes, send it to them on WhatsApp. I've been promoted. Let them be forced to say congratulations. Next verse. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. If you ever work in an organization where you are trusted, please consider it God's mercy and favor. It's not your work. Have you ever been in the office? And I've seen this a lot. For those of us who work in the bank, you might know this. Where there's a contention about a particular transaction, and the first thing your boss will say is, who processed this thing? Huh? Who processed? If they said it's Shade, say, okay, go and bring it. Because he knows Shade is thorough. Huh? That Shade Abi, go and bring it, no problem. We'll know what happened. When they say it's Mukaila, the boss is already shaking, because Mukaila is a serial offender. Baby, there's always that one teller in every branch. Eh? That is special. he can post the wrong amount. Only to realize that the account he posted into cannot even be debited because it's frozen. You now be calling the brother, please, I need you to write letters so we can reverse, say, no, I'm not around. I'm in Uganda now. He said, after that they remove my money, now they alert. Now God don't pay me back my money. You say, make I know they can't, they are. There are some people who, by virtue of their diligence, have a record. This man did not check anything that Joseph did. Joseph could have chosen to be offended. I was having a session with a particular brother, and we were trying to help him get another job. People don't know that pastor work na gbogbo nise. We read project, final year project. We do assignment for people. We correct tenses. We do all. So people ask me, so when you call me during the week and say, pastor, I know you are. Yes, I'm busy. Because you don't know what, if you know what I've had to read. Somebody tells me, well, I'm coming to see you, there's a medical condition, I have to go online and read about it. I won't wait for you to come and be explained. I know. I will be mentioning the medical parts. And all. You say, pastor, you know? Yes, I know. Even though I just read it, but I know. You can't be a lazy person. Come, I will explain. You will buy things that you have no business buying to be a good pastor. I called the brother. Give me your CV. You know, I'm talking about why some. I just can't understand why it seems mercy is taken from some people. Give me your CV. You work in a school. And I said, give me your CV. And you could not. I said, this is where we want to send this CV to. Find a way to. Don't just send me the damn CV and like say a primary school teacher, primary 5. I taught maths. Then 2 years ago, I was at Mokola Grammar School. I taught physics. That one for 2 years. Oh God, this thing, I'm taking it to a company. No, oh God. The brother just said the same to me, tenses upside down. Everything. I said, bro, I'm not sending this thing to a school. Go and correct it. You had one time that it's like evil force against you. This is you now. Go and correct this thing. What's wrong with you? He said, I said, this is a managerial role. I'm going to create a department in this church. If you have anything, go and submit your CV there. Let them look at it first. Because I have fits of anger regularly because of all these things. Fits of anger. Even my wife, she still corrects my own tenses. But yeah, we no book pass ourselves, so no issue. At least thank God I have somebody to be explaining to me how to give some command on Eze. Because sometimes, if you have not used a particular function for a while, the thing just goes. So she's the one explaining to me again. If your wife doesn't know anything, it's good for you. You're not going to go the same direction, no issue. The brother, I had to sit and fight. He said, don't you have any other work experience? He said, no. Hey, he said, yes, there's one. And I said, which one? He said he was a regional manager for. I said, he worked for a Chinese company. He was covering the region. I said, I can't see it on your CV. He said, he's angry with the man. Now, I wanted to put the pastor aside and beat him. No, Brother Quincy, please. Just imagine you are in a meeting and somebody said that. You are trying to help him. He said, who cares? Who cares about the Chinese chanting that offended you? We need the experience here. Did you do the job? He said, yes. Did you do it where? He said, why? He said, because I was national manager. They now degraded me to you. I said, who cares? Package the thing in a way that when Quincy sees it, you say, okay. You will package it. We didn't go ask the Chinese, when did they leave your... Ooh, the company is even dead. But the experience, you can even package, put the regional first, then put the national. So I see favor is taken from some people. I don't understand it. So if the only thing your pastor knows is prayer, don't you see that you're in trouble? You see, let's keep praying. Look, open the CV and see where you put comma instead of full stop. That guy, the keeper of the prison, had seen Joseph. And he had said, this guy is thorough. How can you be thorough? There's no magic about it. Read slowly. It's not prayer. Don't pray again. I said to be thorough. When you write something, read it like you are not the one that wrote it. You will see the mistake. Put it in a software, an AI software. Let that thing read out to you. Or give it to somebody, say, read this thing. As you say, wait, there's supposed to be a comma there. Nobody is perfect. You're just like, so take Uncle Tio. Uncle Tio should now be marking and reading script, and he's not the one looking for job. It's you. Then you go there and embarrass because it says it's because of Pastor Gwinga that they gave the job. You go there now, you start the sentence with comma. So that's where you are led. Or you take negative and positive, you join it, you say you want to see the reaction. Unfortunately, the mercy of God and the favor over the life of Joseph was revealed in his excellence. Unfortunately, not in people falling down. Is somebody here now? So this is the Joseph anointing. When you are taking something to your boss on Monday, don't just be in a hurry. Hold on for 1 second. Most of those things don't take more than 10 seconds. Look at that document again. What can make this man send me back? Or get the impression that I'm not thorough? What are the likely questions they may ask me in that meeting? Don't say, when you are there, the Holy Spirit will tell you what you will say. The Holy Spirit will abandon you. I'm telling you. Say, God says, I should not think about what I will say. When I reach the interview, the Holy Spirit will give me this. The person interviewing is also a pastor. So who Holy Spirit go support? You can't bind me. As I'm binding me, I'm sending you back. See, God, as I'm going, favor. Hey. I went for a project management interview. It was an internal recruitment. And my CV was fantastic. But the group head of IT in Oshoni Bank asked me a question. Are you familiar with this software? And I said, no. He said, you are qualified, but I can't take you. This is the issue. I did my certification in Prince 2. If I had done PMP, I would have known that software. I want to read a lot. I don't have money to go for classes or anything. That's why you are suffering. There are some things you will only hear in a class. Oh my God, are you here? You don't want to pay $120,000 for tutorial. You want to learn, or you want to be a world champion. You want to be a self-made millionaire. You will not know some softwares. Don't buy wig. Sell your iPhone. I have told you things you can sell. Sell your shoe. Buy sandal. It's just for 2 years. It don't stop the girl from marrying you. See, this is the year of Joseph. When Joseph gets to the palace, it's not prayer. You must embrace the spirit of excellence. That man committed everything into his hands because Joseph was excellent and thorough. One day my son said to me, last 2 years or so, he said, "Daddy, why are you so clumsy?" You know, and I thought about that thing. I wanted to beat him. But the thing touched me. Like, am I really clumsy? Like, No, I didn't even know he knew such a word. It was, am I clumsy? Like, I felt so bad. Did I talk to you about it? It was so bad. You see, I didn't even tell her. Like, the thing was. I said, maybe it's God that used his mouth to talk. I don't know. But it didn't pain me. If it was somebody else that said that thing, wallahi, if the... you know, at that point, I said, don't be telling other people that they are clones. Don't be telling. Respect. He didn't understand. I'm not. But that thing, you know, it entered somewhere. So I now step by, look at myself, like, okay, what did I do now? What did I do now? Like, a small boy looked at me and said, "Daddy, don't be clumsy." Me. And I'm paying your school fees. It's like, I don't want to go to school again. It's like, fake baby landika. But you know, the power of words. My son may not even remember what he said. But the thing is in my head. So I keep telling myself, don't be clumsy. Because actually I realized maybe he was right. A part of me agreed. But the fact that it came from him made it so much painful. The scripture said, and I close, "If it had been an enemy who did this, I would not have been pained. But it was you, my brother, that I ate with. We slept on the same bed. You did this to me. That's why it's so painful. If it had been another man, an outsider, it would not have been an issue." Joseph resisted the urge to pay people back in their own coin. That's what makes Joseph a better person. And today, I want to employ and beg many of you, release people from their pain. There are some people who have hurt you so deeply, and they are not even saying sorry. But for the sake of your own prophecy and your destiny, your judgment will come, but it's not from my hand, but you will meet it. But go. Eventually, the day the Lord was going to reward Joseph, it was not through even the king. It was when their father came and elevated his grandsons to become co-equals with their uncles. And that's why throughout the scripture, you always hear Ephraim. Ephraim was a grandchild that became a son. Therefore, I prophesy. A table is set before you in the presence of your enemies. And today your head is anointed with a fresh oil. And your cup runs over in the name of Jesus. I speak into your families. Let the Josephs begin to rise. Let them rise among the girls. Let them rise among the boys. In the name of Jesus. There will be no weakling amongst you. Oh, you will rise like Josephs. And the nation will not be able to move without your permission. The Lord will elevate you and make you an ambassador to nations by his mighty hand. Oh, and when you look back, it will be a story of God's faithfulness. I prophesy into your life, as many of you that are receiving it, there is an anointing that is coming upon you starting this week, and that anointing is going to elevate you. It will elevate you. It will elevate you. It will elevate you. It will elevate you. You will become unstoppable. Your children will be unstoppable. Your wives will be unstoppable. Your husbands will be unstoppable. Oh my God, every place where you suffered shame and you suffered pain and you were limited and restricted as though in the prison, today under this unction, I prophesy, the King is sending for you. Some of you have royalty in your blood, but you don't know it. But the Lord will begin to expose you to kings. Oh, that amen is weak. You will not be a flash in the pan. Oh, you will not be a flash in the pan. You will not be a flash in the pan. Just after you break this record, then you break another one. Then you break another one. Then you break another one. Then, oh, this is the seasons for the record breakers. You begin to break and break and break records. The kings will not be able to breathe without you. Because by the mighty hand of God, you have been separated into a different place. Just when they think you are done, then you break another record. You begin to break your own records. They said you are already at the peak of your profession, but they will break that record again. A new role will be created and they will elevate you again. The day Joseph was going to meet Pharaoh, there was no plan. All God did was set up one or two people. Sent them to prison. Gave them a dream. The dream that took him away from his father's house became the instrument to take him into the palace. Listen to me, you are not forgotten. I say you are not forgotten. I say you are not forgotten. When it is time for you to be lifted, the instrument of your journey that has led you, that prophetic word that has been leading you for years, will be the same instrument that will transport you to the palace. There are some of you, your parents sacrificed so much, and they are asking God, if you will lift up my child, let me see my children become great before I die. And you are here now. God will answer the prayer of your parents. Oh, baraleda kaziya labal. There are people here. Within the space of 24 months, the Lord will expand you. You will be able to send your parents abroad for vacation. For there is a place known as the wealthy place. The Lord today will bring you into the wealthy place. Even though your beginning is small, but your later hand you will increase and increase and increase and increase and increase. You will not have a better yesterday, but you keep increasing. For the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more. More and more, more and more, more and more unto the perfect day. Welcome to the perfect day. Welcome to the perfect day. The day of the Lord, the day of His glory, the day of His manifestation, the manifestations of sons. And you will not be weak in that day. You will not be tired in that day. For the Lord shall arise upon you as a mighty warrior. And it will prove His glory in your life. Some of you are here, you've been earning way below your qualification. But today, we trouble that office. You have not seen anything yet. I said we trouble that office. So that you can be lifted. Nobody gave me a chance to be made a supervisor in my office. But when God troubled the office, there was nobody again. He said, you are not the head of this team. And I kept moving. I kept moving. The same boy that was advised to resign, if they needed to test this new software in the bank, I'll be part of that project team. And when they sent for me, my own boss would not be able to say, don't go. Because that mail was from the head office. Test it. Is he okay? The same boy that was told, you have missed your calling. Go back to the classroom. The same boy that was told that he is not mathematically inclined, and they didn't lie, became somebody on the whole of island that managers were dragging. I need him in my office. I need him. And my boss was now hiding me. He didn't want anybody to know I was there again. The same boy that you people said could not do it became sought after. And they now needed to be hiding me. So that, because my boss said, you know, we are the one paying your salary. We cannot just be loaning you as a staff to different offices. So if they call you, tell them you are not available. If they call you, I said, you are teaching me to lie. He said, no, I don't want you to go. If you go, they will not bring you back. I said, let me go now. He said, no, Benga, I don't like the way you are talking. I know what I'm planning for you. Oh, God, tell me the plan. You are always planning. Tell me the plan. But the same boy was rejected. The same girl was told she didn't meet up her appraiser. The same girl was told we cannot pay more than 50,000. But when the Lord rose, he said, your seat will be beside Pharaoh. I say, your seat will be beside Pharaoh. God will make you an example of righteousness. Therefore, I implore you, look at the lives of Joseph. God has given us a blueprint. Just copy it. Copy the life of Joseph. Don't hide your sin. If you are struggling, say you are struggling. Don't justify it. Seek the Lord while he may be found. If you are not sure of what is going on in your life, be quiet. Joseph could have complained, but he kept his mouth shut. That's the spirit of Joseph. So many things that could not be explained. Why am I not married? He didn't know. He wasn't doing anything wrong. Why don't I have a child? He didn't know. There was nothing. Sometimes you think you just talk. You are just reporting yourself. When you are not sure, be observant. Be quiet. Everyone who complained, the wilderness was destroyed. Everyone who complained. God didn't kill them because of Pharaoh. He killed them because they complained. Because a complainer is ungrateful. If you give them a room, yes, they'll be telling that you don't cook Irish potato. You don't do it. Ah, say, the kind of milk you have in your house is not the kind of milk I like. Go and buy your own now. The seed of ungratefulness, everywhere, you see very quiet ways. They're in your house, there's no light. Why can't you buy Jen, sir? Okay, you too. Why don't you go and rent your house? Ungrateful people everywhere. In a Christian way, they are so ungrateful. But your season is now. Yes. The Lord can use anybody to bless you. Somebody called me from prophetic school. I don't know him. He's a professor, one of the universities. But he has been attending. He said he wants to do this project with a foreign partner. I don't know. It's a big project. Should we go on? I said, give me time. God can use anybody to bless you. Wow. See, this year, 2023, that the economic outlook is looking so bad. Eh? That is, in the same way, you will become so great. Because the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. Therefore, I bring you a charge from the Lord. Do not be silent. Do not be quiet. every opportunity you have. Magnify the Lord. Tell people what you can do. Don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. Tell them, this is what I do. You must rehearse it. You should be able to say it in 10 seconds. If you can't say it in 10 seconds, you've not gotten it. Don't be quiet. I can do this. One day, the seeds will start coming together and start germinating. If Joseph has stood before Pharaoh that day and said, let me pray, game over. Joseph became very sound in the prophetic while he was in prison. Very sound. Let me show you a scripture, very powerful scripture. Oh my God. Give me Genesis 40 and verse 8. This was the, oh my God, just give me Genesis 40. I'll say this, I'll go sit down. But this is a very powerful verse. This was when those two men had that dream. And they were bothered about it. Look at what a prophet said. And they said to him, we have dreamed a dream. And there is no what? Interpreter of it. Look at the next thing. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretations belong to God? When I saw this phrase, something turned on inside. What I'm looking for is in God's hands. Do not interpretations. For those of you who are seers, dreamers, vision. He said, where the dream came from is where the interpretation will come from. You are talking to the wrong person. He said, do not interpretations belong to God. Therefore, tell me. Did you get that? Tell me. If I'm here, God is here. Tell me. I'm the messenger of the Lord. It was no more that weak child. It was no more that boy crying when they were taken to prison. It's now the kind of God that will tell you, tell me. Tell me. I'm not that Busai of yesterday. What's the problem? Tell me. Oh, I'm prophesying somebody. Are you with me now? I'm no more that weakly, always crying, always shedding tears, always tired, always frustrated. What is the problem? Tell me. Do not interpretations belong to God. Since I'm here, God is here. Tell me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless everyone. And I declare this is your season. This is your season of meanings. This is your season of interpretations. In this season, your answer will come. In this season, your answer will come. It will no longer be kept from you. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, in this regard, in this season of Joseph, I declare and I prophesy that the heavens are open for multiple opportunities. The heavens are now open for multiple opportunities for God's children here and for the blessing of the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands together and bless the Lord.